My name is Jerome. My major is communications.
My name is Lillian. I'm going to do a psychology master.
My name is John and my subject is computer science.
My name is Demara. I'm going to do master of education management at King's.
My name is He Yudong. My major is engineering with business management.
My name is Crystal and international political economy is my discipline.
This is all serious stuff.
Yes, I know. These young people from the Far East have come a long way to King's College London to continue their education.
BBC Learning English.
新生校园英语。
Hello, welcome to BBC Learning English. I'm Neil.
大家好，欢迎收听新生校园英语迷你系列节目。我是 Helen。在今天的节目中，我们将从在伦敦国王学院学习的同学们那里了解一下他们在全英语学习环境中碰到的问题。
For most of them, this would be their first time studying at a British university. They must be very excited.
And understandably, a little nervous too. 来自陕西省的 Jerome 同学已经到英国有两个月了，他觉得英语听力对他是个挑战。
For me, I think listening is a big problem, especially note-taking. I can't get keywords and many specific information, so I need more practice in listening.
I understand this completely. I had the same problem when I studied Spanish. I found listening and writing notes down at the same time quite difficult.
上课时又要听老师讲课，同时也要记笔记 taking notes. 这的确不容易。Jerome 觉得他把握不住 keywords, 关键词汇和相关信息 specific information.
Lucky for Jerome, he's already had 2 months of practice with help from his tutor, Damien Fitzpatrick.
KCL 的英语辅导老师 Damien 对海外学生的建议是做好课前预习。他提到 reading list, 阅读书单 handouts, 发给学生的讲课提纲 topic, 话题主题。
I mean, generally, they should know what the lecture is going to be about. They'll have a reading list. Most of the lecturers on their courses will have posted handouts. And if not, they'll at least have a reading list so they know what the topic's about. So they need to read around that course. They need to read around that topic before they go to the lecture.
Damien 给同学们的建议是做好课前预习，知道讲座的大概内容。
And to do that...You should ideally do some homework, check out the reading list, get the handouts if there are any.
Not just checking out the reading list, actually reading the books would help. 每门课都会有一些书是同学们必须读的。对这些书里的知识有了大概的印象，听老师讲课时就会容易很多。
I would suggest highlighting key words that frequently appear in your subject area.
That's a good idea. 把经常碰到的专科词汇都勾出来，熟悉他们的发音。So you don't miss them in the lectures.
Now, let's move on to note-taking. We all have different ways of doing it. What suggestions has Damien got for newcomers at King's College London?
I try and tell my students not to panic. What I mean by that is don't write down every single thing you hear, but you know, try and piece it together you know, as a sentence afterwards. That generally does help.
Don't panic. 不要慌了阵脚。不要想着把所有听到的句子和单词都记下来。It's not possible.
Instead, think about organizing your headings.
小标题 headings.
Generally, lecturers will give an overview at the start of what they're going to talk about. And so there's, for example, a way of actually organizing your headings so you can take your notes under those headings. A lot of lecturers are now posting their lectures online so students can actually go away and listen to them again.
听听老师在开始的时候告诉大家这堂课会讲些什么，这就可以是你做笔记时的小标题。Students at King's College London are very lucky because a lot of lectures are now posted online.
Well, that just shows how quickly technology has moved on. In my student days, if you missed a lecture, then that was that.
Same here. 能够在网上重听上课内容对海外学生的确很有帮助，可以锻炼听力。But you shouldn't rely on this all the time.
Helen, a question for you. How did you take notes when you studied at university? Did you write down in English or Chinese or both?
Let me see. It's been a while. 我在大学听课的时候，老师讲的我一般都用英文记下来。但是如果是我自己的想法，那么我会用中文或者是中英文写下来。看情况，没有固定模式。
I think it's entirely down to personal preference.
BBC 新生校园英语。
Well, Damien's given us some helpful advice on how to prepare for lectures and taking notes. It's now up to you to put them into practice.
第一次在全英语环境中学习，难免会碰到语言上的一些难题。但是只要有信心，我想大家一定会成功的。好了，谢谢收听，我们下期节目再会。
See you next time.
Bye.